My take for October the 30th, 30-second window. I often fail to see the 30-second open window that could make a difference. Way too many times I see it after the window is closed, shut, never to be reopened, or open in quite the same way. We all have these moments when someone we barely know needs an extra hand or an extra kind word or gesture or just a simple smile. Later, as I reflect, I find myself replaying the very event in my mind's eye, and I catch it. I see the person, quiet and to herself and obviously burdened. Maybe it's at an airport gate where I'm about to board. Maybe it's at a checkout line at the neighborhood market. Perhaps we're alone in an elevator for just a few moments and I don't notice him in need. I'm just way too busy with my own problems, my own frustrations. Chances are I'm buried in my phone and I miss it. I hate it. When I later see that chance, that opportunity now gone, I'm full of regret. I blew it again. I could have said something, anything. It would have been just the right thing, I'm sure of it. Maybe just a smile. One of my ongoing biggest regrets, and I have many, is missing these 30-second windows of opportunity to make a difference in another person's life. It's usually people I don't know. The window is open, I look away, but when I look back, it's closed. Though I might come upon the person again, the moment is long past. The opportunity is just not the same. I don't know if you can relate. We live, I believe, in community with others. We need people in our lives. People need us. One of our main purposes is to be in relation with others and with their needs, if only for a moment, a 30-second moment. We are made to love one another. No exceptions. In Ephesians, Paul the Apostle said we are to submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, to be subject to one another. When one hurts, we all hurt. We are part of a great tapestry living in union with one another. We forget this. Many of us miss this knowledge entirely and find ourselves in shallow, empty lives, subject instead to bitterness and selfishness. How sad. My sincere desire is to act when I see the open window. My problem is that I miss the breeze, but only when the wind stops blowing. Then I find the window closed. I need help identifying that open window. Often in my prayers, I ask God for this awareness. I ask to hear the gliding sash in order to be subject to the person placed in my path. That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.